The head of the Federal Communications Commission gathered his staff this morning, 1,700 people, to tell them this.
I'm announcing that I'll be stepping down as chairman of the FCC in the coming weeks.
The FCC regulates your cell phone, your television, and the companies that bring you the internet. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
In this morning's speech to his staff, Julius Genachowski talked about how their work affects ordinary people.
People like the high school student in Florida who wrote us a letter saying she does her homework in the parking lot of her local library at night because that's the only way she can get access to be online.
Coming up with a plan for all Americans to access high-speed internet at home was one of the chairman's accomplishments, says former FCC Commissioner Michael Copps. He's a Democrat, and he says Genachowski brought a new approach to what had been a Republican-majority FCC.
We had been pretty much locked in the let the free market fix everything kind of mentality on such things as broadband.
Genachowski also deserves credit, Kopp says, for stopping a merger between T-Mobile and AT&T. But he did approve the merger between Comcast and NBC Universal. Jim Harper directs information policy studies for the Libertarian Cato Institute.
I think he's been a competent chairman. Most of what he's done is small ball.
That's partly, Harper says, because it's tricky to serve consumers and provide incentives to giant industries.
And the FCC is pretty well locked up by interests on both sides, whether it be left or right, a business or so-called public interest. The FCC doesn't do much because it's fully lobbied.
You'll hear that criticism across the ideological divide. The idea that the outgoing chairman had a rough time standing up for, well, anything.
Being a regulator means that somebody's ox has to get gored.
Gigi Sohn runs the nonprofit consumer group Public Knowledge.
And it means you're going to make somebody angry.
By trying to please everyone, she suggests, Chairman Genachowski pleased no one. She points out that 30% of Americans still lack broadband, and giving all Americans high-speed internet access means more access to jobs, more access to health care, and more access to education. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.